The information provided on Dr. Tom Rozelle Live by Dr. Tom Rozelle, D.C., interview guests, show co-hosts, or substitute hosts is not intended or implied to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. It is for general information purposes only. Information from this broadcast should not replace the appropriate consultation and examination process by a licensed physician. Always consult your own physician prior to changing any current medical directive or prescription.
Welcome to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. Indeed, I'm live today, and we're going to discuss something that can give you a lot of pain, headaches and blurred vision and searing discomfort in a lot of different parts of your body, as well as mechanically not allowing you to have a normal gait pattern. What am I talking about? Well, we're talking about temporal mandibular joint dysfunction, or a disrelationship of the temporomandibular joint, that opening and closing of your mouth, that hinge that is just slightly in front of your ear. So we're going to talk about that and the consequences and subsequently the symptom processes that that can bring about. It's really important that you understand that, because so many of you have suffered needlessly with this type of problem. But I want to remind you, give me a call today at 888-630-9625. That's 888-630-9625. Love to take your calls on anything, whether it's on topic or otherwise. We're at that place where, you know, it's summertime and there's so much that's going on and you're out experiencing life as you should be. Hopefully you're not being disarmed by the craziness on either side of the spectrum relative to the talking heads, and you're really enjoying the weather. You're getting out to the pools, you're playing a little tennis, you're going shopping, you're listening to the things that make you feel good. It's important that, you know, we put ourselves in that framework. A good friend of mine sent me a note the other day, and he's always, we'll call him my photon brother because he really is. This is Dr. Evan Mladenov out of Kansas City. He was the doc of the Kansas City Chiefs for about 13 years. And he's always an upbeat, very positive, very powerful guy. And he said, you know, ignore the stupidity around you, the negative naysayers, all the people that put you down, and find something that's positive in your world to look at. So it's like reclaim your existence, reclaim your life, and really start enjoying moments with your friends and your family and your significant others and so forth. It's critical. That's the emotional side of what we do. You know, you've heard me talk about the structural, chemical, emotional platform. Well, we know that the structure piece is everything that you can put your hands on. The biochemistry is anything that's outside that affects your body inside. Biochemical, bioelectrical, if you will. And the emotional piece is the decisions that you make wittingly or otherwise. You know, sometimes you're so influenced by the negativity that's around you that you don't really understand why you're in such a spin. And life happens. There's things that take place. Do you have the tools to make that take place? Now, having said that, I want you to, and I'm positioning it that way because I want you to take those concepts, those structural, chemical, emotional stresses, and I want you to apply it to our topic today, temporomandibular joint dysfunction, and the symptoms that are associated with that. And the symptoms are huge. They range from a simple, you know, clicking of the jaw, if you will, just a click, 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 snap, 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 to things that are far more devastating. There's a searing pain that comes from where the jaw is, and it can go into your head, it can go into your eyes, and goes to your mouth. It can cause loss of function, and it's called trigeminal neuralgia. And what I mean by that, and the definition is that tri means three, trigeminal. There's a nerve that comes out that has three branches, and it goes to different places. But you can have ear problems, you can have jaw problems, you can have your throat could bother you, and you could have sore throat on an ongoing basis. You can't articulate the way you should. Your mouth won't open and close. You have blurriness of your eyes. You can't focus. Your gait pattern suddenly shifts and changes. You think you have a tooth infection or multiple problems. You think your teeth are falling out of your head. That has a lot to do with this temporomandibular joint, if you will, not opening and closing the way it's supposed to. So you run off to the dentist because you have all these symptoms, and they say, well, you have this TMJ, and then they're going to fit you for braces, and they're going to put a spacer in. And then back in the day, not so much today, thank God, is that they want to do surgery. They want to take this little disc that's in between the jaw itself, the temporomandibular joint, and the lower portion of your skull. That whole mechanism is your TMJ, and they want to remove it. Well, the problem is that they cause far more damage and problems. That disc, that little disc, slides back and forth as you open and close your mouth, and it can get stuck. And if it does get stuck, you got a problem. So what we want to talk about today is this true for you? Are the things that you've been experiencing, the headaches, the migraines, the facial pain, the tingling, the numbness, the twitching of your eye, the neck and shoulder pain that you're having, the inability to articulate, even swallow and so forth, all of these things can be due to this TMJ, this temporomandibular joint, causing all kinds of symptomatic presentations. The symptom process is called TMD, temporomandibular disorders, and they're a hornet's nest of all kinds of things. So we want to talk about that, and if you're having problems with it, give us a call. But you know, one of the primary symptoms you're going to notice initially is that your opening and closing mechanism just doesn't feel right, and you always have a stiffness, or you have, you know, headaches and neck and shoulder pain that just don't go away. When I teach doctors throughout the country, we always go through the intimacies of what happens in this representation, because you can have, it should be called, really called the great mimic, because it can cause other presentations. You see somebody walking and they're throwing their hip out and they're complaining of low back pain, or they're complaining of sciatica. That can come from a bad occlusion or opening and closing of that jaw. Here's an interesting way. This is something, if you're suffering from any kind of potential TMJ disorder, here's something that you can do to figure it out. Now, I want you to take your shoes and socks off in your house. And the first thing I want you to do is I want you to walk back and forth slowly and notice how your neck and shoulders, but more importantly, your stride and your low back feel. And is there discomfort? Is there pain? Is there restriction? And then what I want you to do, most of us have tongue depressors around, you know, we've had from one, if you can go down to CVS, go down to one of the drugstores and buy a small pack of tongue depressors. It's not expensive. They're really pretty cheap. Then what I want you to do is I want you to take that tongue depressor and put it horizontally in your mouth, almost like a dog holding onto a bone. But I want you to do it very gently. I don't want you to chew on it. I don't want you to clamp on it. I just want you to space your teeth, your upper and lower, and put it back a little bit. I don't want you to stretch your jaw so it's going way back. But just gently hold it, you know, just like you're kissing a baby, if you will. Just gently hold it in your mouth. And with that there, just holding its position, I want you again to walk slowly back and forth, about 20 feet or so, and be aware of the difference between that motion and what you originally experienced as you were walking back and forth without it. If you notice a shift, a change in your gait suddenly becomes smoother, your mechanics are easier, all of a sudden that facial discomfort as you're moving through shifts or changes, that is very suggestive that we have a neuromuscular problem with your TMJ, with your temporomandibular joint. So you should ask the question, why is, you know, Dr. Tom talking about my jaw today? Well, it's because it's so often missed, and there's so many people that go through tens of thousands of dollars of oral correction when the problem can be easily resolved by knowing that this is out of position. We're going to talk about the things that make it go out of position as we get into the program, but more importantly, what can be done about it. On my Facebook page, if you go into R. Thomas Rozelle on Facebook, you'll find my Facebook. I'm always publishing different articles on it, or you'll find me on Instagram. You can find me on LinkedIn, and I'll put these things on there, and it'll walk you through what really can take place with so many of these different disorders that are kind of hard to find. Everybody wants to do a monoptic look at your condition. You go to the dentist and they look in your mouth. There are good biological dentists out there who understand the intimacies of every tooth and muscular patterns and organ systems and so forth. And there are good applied kinesiological doctors, chiropractors mostly, that understand these mechanisms. And if you identify them properly, you can fix them. They go away. Sometimes it takes a group effort. We often will refer to a neuromuscular dentist, but with the specific direction that this is what we're finding. And here's a lot of things that will cause, and we're going to talk a lot more about that in the second part of the program. If you've ever taken a blow to your head, if you chew gum all the time on one side, if you know you've had any kind of dental work, and unfortunately so many dentists inadvertently will fix the teeth first. So they want to optimize the upper and lower contact of the teeth instead of positioning the TMJ in its normal saddle configuration. That's what needs to be done first, and then secondarily fix the teeth. But if you don't fix the TMJ first, there's going to be distortion. You're going to pull that TMJ forward. You're going to jam it. You're going to distort it. And it's going to be problematic and cause all kinds of different types of presentations. So what I want you to know is that you can identify these things yourself if you understand the mechanism and understand where that headache and that neck pain and the eye distortion, the visual acuity, the problems that you're having with your mouth or the tingling that you may have or the articulation problems that you're having, the inability to swallow, the throat soreness that's habitual and keeps coming back, the ear, the tingling, and it can cause a tinnitus as well. If you can identify these things properly and fix them the way they should be fixed and deal with the neuromuscular presentation. And by the way, these things are interconnected. Remember when I said put that tongue depressor and walk? That low back pain that you have, that sciatica, that sacroiliac problem can often be a result of a TMJ problem, a distortion causing a disorder that presents itself in a very specific symptomatic presentation. And that's what we're going to talk about today and all the little pieces that go along with it. It's important that you understand that. We'll get to your phone calls. We're here at 888-630-9625. And I promise you we won't ignore you. And if you have any other questions that you might have, we're going to make that happen. We have so much that we can cover just with this one specific topic. Trust me, when I teach doctors about TMJ problems or TMD dysfunction, we spend literally a whole day, sometimes 2 days, just going over the diagnostic mechanics of this. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roesel Live. We're coming up to a break. Don't go away. I have a whole lot more for you. Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Roesel. You're listening to Dr. Tom Roesel Live. Indeed, I am. We're talking about something that goes click or pop or snap or something like that. And whether it's in the nighttime or daytime and the like, and it's called your temporal mandibular joint or your TMJ and causing problems that are called TMD or temporal mandibular disorders, and the symptom presentation is huge and sometimes very nebulous relative to trying to figure out where they're coming from. We're going to get into that in depth with a lot more. And by the way, if you want to get a hold of me, all you have to do is go to drtomroesel.com and send me a note. Happy to talk to you on any subject that you'd like to. I promise I'll get back to you. Let's go to the phones. Lauren, thank you for being patient. How can I help you?
Well, I listen to you all the time. You're wonderful.
I initially was calling
about my own problem. Just erupted in the last 6 months. I'm 70 years old. A click on the left-hand side of my jaw when I chew is intermittent. But I listened to the rest of what you said, and something else came to mind. My 15-year-old grandson just had braces put on in October, November, so they've started that process. But they've indicated, and it is obvious, that his lower jaw sits out a little bit. Their plan is to fix the teeth over the next, 18 to 20 months, not really bad teeth structure, but some straightening, and that the jaw is something that would be addressed later on in life, maybe around 18 or, as an adult.
It should be addressed now before they do anything with the teeth, because if they mess with his teeth first, they're going to distort and make worse the situation that he has initially. You always want to make sure that you look at the position of the temporomandibular joint. If it's not in position, the distortion, and particularly at his age, can cause bone deformation over a period of time. And now you have a greater problem as time goes on. Always, 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 any kind of dental work, whether it's putting a filling in or anything of that nature, and I'm going to talk about that more as the program goes through today, you need to address the position and put it into a neutral place of that temporomandibular joint. If they don't do that first, you got a problem. There's dentists around that's what they specialize in, and anybody else it can be a problematic. Lauren, let's talk a little bit about your clicking, and let me ask you a question. Have you had any dental work over the last couple of years where you've had a tooth pulled or anything, an implant put in, or you've had any kind of extensive type of thing, or you've taken up chewing gum on one side or anything of that nature? Has any of that taken place?
Nothing over the last 10 years except regular cleaning, but I have stopped chewing the gum because I chew periodically, not all day, every day, but I only chew on one side. And you mentioned that. And I stopped chewing once this clicking started.
Yeah, that can unfortunately be one of the initial triggers, because, people chew gum and they have a tendency to chew it on one side only. But the other piece is we have to make sure that not just the teeth are hitting equally, but the TMJ is sitting in a neutral position. A lot of times we'll chew gum simply because, and go to one side because there's a distortion on the opposite side. It's either too high or too low. When a dentist, many of them will put a crown in, or they'll put a filling in, or any of the work that they do, they use that little carbon paper and they go tap, 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 and they want to see the position of the upper and lower teeth as they hit each other. The problem is that they need to position the TMJ first and then find the distortion, and that should be done either in a sitting position, it should be in a standing position, it should never be in a lying down position. Do what I had suggested earlier in the program, get yourself a tongue depressor and walk a little bit without putting the tongue depressor in, just slowly back and forth about 20 feet, and be aware of your body, see what it feels like. And see if there's any side that's not moving, there's some restriction, there's, a pain that shows up that, you've been putting up with. And then gently put that in your mouth horizontally and walk again, just gently, gently holding it so it doesn't fall out of your mouth, and see if any of those things go away. But I think what's happening is your TMD, your temporomandibular joint, is not holding the way it's supposed to. You need to make sure that it's in position, that it's in a correct pattern. Send me a note and I can direct you even more. But you definitely have a problem. But do that. That's a non-invasive thing you can do with that that tongue depressor, and I'll give you some very specific information. We're coming up to a break. We're talking about your jaw clicking and your jaw pain and all of that nonsense. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rizzo Live. Don't go away. I'll be right back after some very important messages.
Dr. Tom Rozelle Live continues now on News Talk 105.9 WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Dr. Tom Rozelle. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Indeed, I am. We're talking about a problem that is unfortunately extraordinarily common. The issue is that it's most often misdiagnosed, and the reason it's misdiagnosed is because I called it earlier the great mimic. It can cause all kinds of other issues like shoulder pain and migraine headaches and ocular disturbances and the inability to swallow, tingling in your face and your throat, but also leg pain and low back pain and things of that nature. We're talking about temporal mandibular joint dysfunction, or your TMD, which is the disorder, the symptoms that it produces, but the joint itself. And that's that joint that if you put your hands just slightly in front of your ears and gently open and close your mouth, you'll feel that joint open and close and move. And sometimes one side, and this is another thing that you can do, put your hands there very gently, very lightly, don't press down hard, and open and close your mouth and see if both sides open equally, or if one side clicks out to the side, or if one side seems to hold back while the other side is moving forward. That tells you there's a dysfunctional consideration of that joint, of that temporomandibular joint. Now, the important thing that you have to understand is that it's mechanically meant to be a synchronous situation. It should work in tandem, one side to the other, not independently or distorted. And if you have it distorted, or if they're not moving, or if they're locked down, you know, you have a little bitty mouth and it's not opening the way it's supposed to, or it's a big mouth and it's opening way too much, you got a slack jaw, so to speak, it's going to cause other conditions to come about. Every joint in the body has a relationship to every other system, and you have to understand the mechanics to get it done. We gave you a little bit of an examination procedure, walking and putting a tongue depressor in your mouth and noticing what your body does and shift. First you walk without it, and then you walk with it. And then I just told you to put your hands on that joint and open and close your mouth and see if they open equally and without any restriction. If that doesn't happen, then that tells you you have a problem. I'm going to give you a couple other things as time goes on that you can determine if that may be problematic for you. But understand, this is a condition, this temporomandibular joint disorder, that can be triggered not only because your upper and lower jaws aren't equal in their development, which can come about because of your diet, by the way, or because of mechanical patterns that you become accustomed to, like what? Chewing on one side of your mouth, or perhaps you took a blow to your jaw, or you had dental work that was done improperly. We see so much of that. And it's not because dentists are bad guys by any stretch of the imagination. This is the normal pattern that they were taught. There's some guys out there that are neuromuscular dentists that are excellent, and we work with several. Dr. Michael Chung, who is someone who we respect and is a promoter, a supporter of Dr. Tom Rozelle Live. Mike is a neuromuscular dentist and does really excellent work, and you know, we'll refer to him when we find that mechanically something really has to be taken care of. But more often than not, that TMD, that temporomandibular disorder, can be initiated by many different things. Even going back to the time you were a kid, if you got a blow to the face, or, you know, again, we talked about dentistry, but if your spinal system is not positioned properly, if your upper neck is out of position, it can be for the way you sleep. If you sleep on your stomach with your head turned, if you're a desk jockey, or if you're on your phone all the time, it's going to cause the muscular system of your neck and your shoulders and your jaw to contract. The side of your head, you have muscles called the temporalis muscle, the parietal muscles. In your jaw itself, you have the bustinator and the masseter. Inside your jaw, you have things that are called the pterygoid muscles. They're hinge muscles of the jaw, and they have tremendous, tremendous influence on so many different parts of your body. So if those guys are not working the way they're supposed to, you're going to have symptom processes that are not normal. We want to make sure that we can find that. And I'm here, by the way, at 888-630-9625. Give me a call. I'd love to talk to you. And we'll talk about your TMJ or anything else that you have on your mind that you need an answer to. That's why we do the program, is to make sure that you have options and you're able to think through the options. You can follow me on Facebook. Just go to R. Thomas Rozelle. and you'll find me on Facebook, or you go to Roselle Center for Healing. If you want to send me a note, go to drtomroselle.com, and that links to multiple sites, and you can send me a note, and I promise you, I will get back to you very quickly, as I try to do on a weekly basis. And we have so many different emails and messages coming in, and we do our best to make sure that we don't ignore you and answer your questions as specifically as we possibly can. And if you're outside the area, you know, we will refer you to people that we would trust with our own family that could help you, could assist you and support you in your quest of getting much better in your health and longevity, as you, if you will. But temporomandibular joint dysfunction and disorders are critical in understanding where they're coming from, what they do, and so forth. You know, and it just kind of an overview for those who are just joining us now. The temporomandibular joint acts like a sliding hinge. It kind of goes back and forth. It connects your lower jaw, your mandible, if you will, to your skull. And the upper teeth are inserted in a bone. And so you have the mandible in the lower area. And in that little hinge that connects to the upper jaw, you got a little disc. The temporomandibular disorder, the TMD, can cause pain in your jaw, and it can exacerbate any condition throughout your whole body. According to traditional allopathic, you know, medicine, the exact cause of a person's TMJ dysfunction, they say, is difficult to determine. Your pain may be due to a lot of different factors. Yes, it is. It could be an abnormal position of the jaw. It could be a distortion in the growth of the jaw. It can be deterioration. It can be injury and the like. But it also can simply be functional problems. It can be the way that your dental work was done, injury or blows to your head, your position as you're moving around. It can have to do with the spacing aberrations that have taken place over a period of many years. Someone who does the work that the Roselle Center for Healing does, chiropractors who practice in area called applied kinesiology, means muscle function as it relates to other areas of the body, can identify where the initiators may be coming from and work in tandem, hand in hand, with your dentist if that's necessary to be able to get it fixed. But, you know, here's another piece that you can do. Take your fingers and put it into the side of your jaw and open and close. You'll feel the hinge muscle opening, closing, slightly sliding forward, and press in about 10 pounds on each side. See if there's pain or tenderness on pressure. If one side is more sensitive than the other, that tells you that there's a problem with the muscles that hold that jaw in position, the masseter or the buccinator. Put your hands on the temporal muscles and push in. Do the same thing. See if there's discomfort there. If that is true, then you may have a problem with the TMJ causing TMD or dysfunctional considerations. You know, if you have aching around your ear, if you have difficulty swallowing or chewing, if you have facial pain of any kind across the top of your eyebrow, down into your jaw, or across your eye and the cheekbone, those are also presentations that you need to be aware of. But the TMJ causing the disorders can also cause a clicking. Our first caller this today said that she has a clicking sound, and when she opened and closes her mouth, and had may have been initiated because she was chewing gum and chewing gum on one side of the body. Don't do that. The only time you should be chewing gum, by the way, is when you're trying to clean your breath up. You know, you had something to eat. Make sure you try to, you know, chew on both sides and then throw it away. Get rid of it. Don't sit there all day long and chew gum, because it's initiating salivary reflexes that are going to cause your stomach to produce acids and so forth. But painful TMJ disorders can occur because of many different things. We talked about a few of them. If you let it go too long, the TMJ itself will cause some, will end up with some degeneration. The joint cartilage is damaged, and now you have a greater problem in trying to get this thing corrected. There are varied types, if you will, of conditions that can cause a problem, even rheumatoid conditions, but they're rare, but they need to be considered. So you have to evaluate it very carefully. You have to make sure that, you know, you're looking at the problem as a overall condition, not something that is specific to that jaw. I was talking to our engineer, Jeff, offline in between the commercial break. And I said, hey, Jeff, did you know that if you drop your bone in your foot called the talus, it could cause a migraine headache? And here's the situation. A TMJ problem can also cause leg pain and foot pain. And it's because of, you know, the old cliche that the ankle bone's connected to the knee bone, connected to the hip bone, connected. They all have to be balanced. And suddenly something out of nowhere suddenly appears and you don't know where it came from. Well, you have to look at all the interrelated mechanics neurologically and biomechanically of the body to understand the condition. I'll give you another incidence where TMJ can show up out of nowhere, so to speak, and you don't know where it's coming from. It was a mechanical problem, but now it causes that muscle or muscles of the face to become contracted too much and end up with a symptom. Just in front of the TMJ and the ear, there's a spot where the acupuncture channel for the small intestine ends. It starts on your little finger and it ends on your face right in that area. If you're eating badly and your intestinal tract's not working, that channel is not going to be working the way it's supposed to. It's going to either have too much energy, it's going to have not enough. But here's the interesting coincidence. It can cause those muscles of your face and head now to be problematic. And it can cause that temporomandibular joint over a period of time because of the mechanical disturbance and muscular imbalance to become problematic and causing all these symptoms. And it's the symptoms that drive you into your doctor. So before that happens, let's find out if you have a problem. And we've given you several things. I will go over it again before the program's over. But if you have a specific question, you can give me a call. Check us out online. Go to RoselleCare.com. Go to my Facebook, R. Thomas Roselle. And I think right now you'll find a piece on TMJ that's there. I'll friend you if you want to follow me or just check in periodically. You're welcome to do that. As many people do, literally hundreds and hundreds of people checking those things out. And let me know. Send me a note. Happy to talk to you. By the way, I want to kind of set the stage for next week. Next week, my guest will be Dr. Scott Lamp, and we're going to be talking about public enemy number one. And public enemy number one is sugar. And sugar can cause a lot of problems. It can shorten your life. It can cause mental and emotional problems. It can cause structural problems. It can be one of those closet distorters, if you will, that we don't know where things are coming from. But the problem is that, you know, we're enticed because of the sweetness. And, you know, all the manufacturers know that, and they shove a ton of sugar and everything because it's addictive and you're going to go after it. So put it on your calendar. Join us next week. Public enemy number one, and we will make sure that we take the veil off, if you will, and give you opportunity to be able to know whether or not you have a problem. And perhaps, you know, if you make some changes, increase the length of your life or even perhaps save your life. 888-630-9625. We're talking about temporomandibular joint dysfunction and what you can do about it, because if you let it go too long, I promise you, you're going to have a problem that you're not going to know how to handle with, what to do about it, and it's not okay. It's not one of those things that you should be dealing with. So the exact cause of a TMJ problem can be determined as long as you're looking at it very carefully and globally. You can't just focus in on one area and say, oh my gosh, your jaw slid forward, so there's pressure on that interdiscal space and we've got to do something about that, and you end up with halo braces or expanders or things like that, when your body is letting you know that there's a symptom that is being presented because of a distortion from someplace in the system. We've got to find out where that is. We got to find out how it is, and we've got to fix it accordingly. It's important that it's diagnosed properly. It's important that, you know, you get somebody who really understands the neuromechanical skills, somebody who practices applied kinesiology, chiropractor who knows their stuff and can cause you to understand it yourself. Because if you understand it, you can help him. You can be part of the solution. And that's what we try to get you to do. And that's why we do the program, is that don't put your head in the sand. Make sure you understand the why behind it and things that are diagnosed properly. Temporomandibular joint diagnosis needs to be multidimensional. It's not just opening and closing your mouth and seeing how it hits, but finding out what the mechanics behind it are and why it can be problematic. Did you know that if your TMJ is not sitting properly, it can also give you sleep apnea conditions? It can cause all kinds of distortions. It can cause the posterior pharyngeal muscles, back of your throat, not to work properly. So subsequently what happens is you don't swallow the way you're supposed to. You find yourself coughing or gagging all the time. It's not as simple as putting a brace in, and you can find out whether you've got a problem by paying attention to your own body. As I said, get out, walk around a little bit, see what how your body feels, and then put that Swissel stick in and see if it makes a difference. See if it changes things. See if you suddenly feel more relaxed, that your gait is more even. If that is the case, give us a call. Let me know what we can do to help you. I promise you this can be resolved. We're coming up to a break. Don't go away. I have a whole lot more to let you know what to do about this craziness called TMD. I'll be right back. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live.
News Talk 105.9.
WMAL.
Welcome back, everybody. Dr. Tom Rozelle here. You're listening to Dr. Tom Rozelle Live, as you do every Sunday at high noon on the Eastern Seaboard. Tell your friends about us and check in with us. If you need to have a question answered when I'm not on the air, go to drtomrozelle.com, and we're happy to get back to you as quickly as we possibly can. I promise you I'll do it, and I'll do it personally. If you want to talk to a doctor that can unravel the case, call the Rozelle Center for Healing at 703-698-7117. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and other social media, because we're always putting things out there. But we're happy to walk you through the weeds and give you understanding and, you know, let you know what you can do about things. I want to go to the phones very, very quickly. Hi, Mary Kay, you have a question or you have a story? We have just have a really short segment here. So, you know, how can I help you?
Dr. Rozelle, I had maxillofacial surgery, and I won't explain why. But anyway, I ended up with debilitating face pain for years. And, of course, we tried all the hijinks about moving teeth around, and I've spent all kinds of money. But it turns out that everything was cured with something called physical self-regulation. What I found I was doing was I was keeping my lips closed, which wasn't natural. I was chewing my lower lip. As soon as I stopped those two bad habits, the face pain went away. I stopped doing anything asymmetric. It was a miracle.
Good. Excellent. And we see that so often with so many patients. We get into habits, whether it's chewing gum, or a lot of people have the habit of chewing on their lower lip. Is a crazy situation. Don't know why, you know, we get into those habits, but we often do. Sometimes it's a protective mechanism. Sometimes it's because, and what we're finding now with social media, people are on their phones all the time. So if you notice, not you, but globally, everybody that's listening, if you're on your phone and you open and close your mouth in a downward looking position, you're going to find that there's going to be a lot of pressure on that temporomandibular joint. If you look up straight and you bring your shoulders back and open and close, you're going to find that there's freedom in motion. And unfortunately, if you watch people eat as well, as they're bent over their plates and they're shoveling food in, that's also a abnormal distortion. We've got into an expediency in our society these days, and we're developing habits that are causing all kinds of problems. I'm delighted that that's worked for you, because so often, you know, people will run and they'll have all kinds of things put in place, but you evaluate the condition, you evaluate the mechanics that are abnormal, and you do everything you can do to fix them conservatively. Again, often it can come from the feet all the way up. Sometimes it's localized. Sometimes it's habit. We were talking about a book that's out there, and it's called Nutrition by a physician by the name of Thomas Ballantyne, MD. It's an old, old book. It was around forever, but there's glossary. There's pictures in the middle of it. And it shows people coming from different parts of the world, and they change their dietary patterns to Western culture. And what you see is their facial configuration has shrunk. It's imploded. Their teeth are narrowed. They're twisted compared to their brother or their sister that stayed in their original environment and ate their natural diets. We have too many refined foods and too much sugar, so it changes our body contours. It's important that we understand that. So anything that I can do to help anyone at any time, just get a hold of me, drtomrozelle.com, and I will promise I'll get back to you. We're here every Sunday, same old time. You know where we are. Do the math, and I promise you, will continue to perk you and to guide you and to enjoin you for one reason and one reason only. I love you all. Have a great day. Bye.